Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. Amen. This is a new year and a new opportunity to serve the Lord in love, in faith, and in truth. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian Protestant Internet church, a local church assembly, and we meet on the Internet every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time and whatever time it happens to be where you are. We also meet on Wednesday and Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the U.S. and whatever time it happens to be when you catch us. Praise the Lord. So we encourage you to join us in our chat room. And our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. Amen. When the page comes up across the banner, it'll say MIC Radio Chat. That's it. Click that link. And when the page comes up, click Guest. And then sign in with your name or your handle, your name or your handle, praise the Lord. And all the saints will say hi back to you because we're very loving, very receptive, and very kind. Amen. We love the Lord and we love you too. Amen. Praise God. So we want to thank the Lord for his goodness. We made it to 2022. God is good. He's very merciful. His mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness to us. So we're going to do the thing that is necessary. Yes, we're going to do the thing that is necessary. We're going to pray. We're going to talk to God. We're going to have words to bring before the Lord. We're getting ready to celebrate Holy Communion in a few moments. Amen. We're going to celebrate Holy Communion in a few moments. So we encourage those of you that are participating in the celebration to have your elements ready and prepare your heart to come before the Lord. This is our first Sunday of the new year, and we want to present ourselves before the Lord in a righteous fashion. Amen? Amen. So, we want to thank the Lord for his faithfulness to us. We want to thank the Lord for his goodness. We certainly want to thank him for Jesus Christ and the blood of the Lamb of God. And without him, some of us would have left last year. But the Lord brought us over into this year. We want to thank the Lord for his goodness, for his provisions, for his protection. Amen? God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. And even when we are disappointed, we need to remember that God is good all the time. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to ask you to receive our prayer this afternoon. We come before you thanking you for your bounty of blessings that we have received. We want to thank you for all of your tender mercies and care, for your goodness, for the hope that you extend to us, for the love of God that's poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, for faith, the measure of faith to believe you. We want to thank you for all of our inheritance, which we find in Jesus Christ our Lord. We want to thank you for Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for the word of God, for the blood of Jesus, for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We want to thank you for your warring, linking angels and the praising angels that come together whenever we come before you. We ask, Father, forgiveness for all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our trespasses, all the things we should have done but did not do, because the Bible says that to know to do good and to do it not, it is sin. And all the things that we didn't do that we should have done. Witnesses to people that we didn't give because it was too inconvenient. We want to ask your forgiveness, Lord, for walking in the flesh when we should have been walking in the spirit, that you might work the work that you had in mind. We ask for your forgiveness. We ask for your cleansing, and we ask for your deliverance. We thank you, Lord, that you forgive us over and over and over again. And we appreciate your graciousness because there is nothing that we have done to deserve it. It is a privilege and an honor to serve you, Lord. So we ask forgiveness for every time that we complained because we had to do something in your name. Have mercy upon us, O God, according to your loving kindness. According unto the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquity and cleanse us from our sin. For we acknowledge our transgression and our sin is ever before us. Against thee and thee only have we sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and clear when thou judgest. Behold, we were shapen in iniquity, and in sin did our mothers conceive us. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make us to know wisdom. Purge us with hyssop, and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Make us to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from our sins, and blot out our transgressions. Create in us, Lord, a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you, we thank you for leading us, in the right way and helping us to trust you. Thank you for leading us in the right way, helping us to trust you, to place our faith and our hope in you. Now, saints, take a minute or so and speak to the Lord yourself. You have words to give him. Now is the time to offer them. Amen. You have your elements ready. We're ready to begin. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. Thank you, Lord. To the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Father. Partake of the cup.
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you, and we give you praise, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for your overshadowing presence, Lord. Whenever we gather together, the Holy Spirit gathers people from all over the globe together at one time to worship you, to honor you, to reverence you, and to fellowship around your word. This is a precious opportunity, Lord, and we thank you for it. We give you praise. Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that life on earth has a transition to life after death. We thank you for a heavenly home for every believer in Jesus Christ. We thank you that death is a door of relief so that wicked and evil persons may be removed from the society of men. We thank you that certain possibility of death has brought many a person to realize the impact of their sins and their need for a Savior. Death compels all of us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Cause us, Father, to recognize how few our remaining days are, and help us to spend them as we should. Father, as we enter into a new year and a fresh opportunity to live for you, help us to value each day, each new opportunity to contribute to your kingdom. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Yes, Lord, the time is coming when all that are in the graves will hear your voice. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. And we trust you, Lord, with the lives of our loved ones and even ourselves. You know what is best for each of us, Father. And you know when the time appointed for us to come home is. Jesus said to us that he was going to prepare a place for us, so that when we left this world, we would come to be with him. We look forward to this, Lord. We anticipate it with great joy. But until such time, Lord, strengthen us. Strengthen us and teach us to number our days, that we will maximize each day's potential in living for you. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up to you every soul who is approaching the opportunity to transition from this life to the next. Lord, if they are not ready to meet you, we ask that you retard their transition until they make things right with you. If they're ready to come home to be with you, Lord, we ask that you open up the joy of celebration in their heart, because there is no fear in love, because perfect love casts out all fear. Comfort their loved ones, Lord, and let them know that the time has come. They've run a good course. They've completed their task. Their race is done, and it's time for them to come home. We salute them, Lord, on a job well done. We honor them in the name of Jesus Christ, and we give you praise for their contribution and participation in our own lives. We bless you, Lord. We look forward to the day when we will be reunited with them in the sky. That'll be a glorious day, Lord. What a glorious day. Amen.
Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we praise you for allowing us to walk in divine health. For you are our God who heals all of our diseases, and by your stripes we are healed. We thank you, Lord, for your joy is truly our strength. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all of his evil angels, all evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, and orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and all of his agents in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks and return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all electronic, digital, and technology demons and their attacks, Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini spirits and their attacks, all water and marine spirits and their attacks, all sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils and their attacks, all pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, techno-paganism, mind control by the occult. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you. And we give you praise, Lord, for your intervention in the lives of our loved ones. We bind all sorcery devils in their attacks, all seducing, womanizing, drone, and whoredom spirits in their attacks, the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing, all the voices of the stranger in their attacks, all targeted radio frequency pulse weapons in their attacks, microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequencies in their attacks, the voices of the charmers, and the work of every druid. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise.
Rola de Dios sundere brisce de brica de Dios sundere brisce da. Yarrigise te rusula de Dios sundere brisce da riki. Yarriki de osha de brisce de bruca toro brusce te. Erele de Dios sundere brisce da rucotoro brisce de Dios suto. Yarriki te riborola de Riandra brosa de Dios suto. Rusa de Dios sundere brisce de brica sile de Dios sunda ragaba baba shuta. Erele de osurri de Dios sundere brisce de Dios. Kai sharikisa terabrisa terabroka teribrusha torobriki sharikisa terabrusa ter. Father, we take authority, dominion, and power over every affliction, even through negligence of the medical community that has attacked our bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every form of ailment, disease, illness, or infirmity that has attacked our bodies because of the lack of care that is due a human being in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord, to reverse. Rusa la radio sundi di brisha de broco de resiti di boru. Risa la radio sundi di brisha ta regista de brici. Rusa la radio sundi ricchi di erosulla la radio sundi di brisha. Wickedness that has been done through uncleanness in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Risa la radio sundi di brisha ta. Rusa la radio fire of God, fire of God, fire of God to come and burn it all out. Burn it out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Fire of God, come and burn it out now in the name of Jesus Christ. We rigero sulla radio su rigise bebebebeshe. Risa la radio sundere brisa tarabruca di Dio suta. Raga tarabru de dianda regise terabrusa le Dio suto. Risa la radio sundere brisa de Dio su. Any form of infection. Esha hurra gahara. Irriside la broco tarabresa. In our bloodstream, risa la radiante, regisa te la brucata, rusa la radio sundere brica de Dio sunda, risa la radio sundere brisha de Dio ca, regisa me me meshe te, risa la radio sundere rugusunda, regisa te la brisha la radio, rusa te la brica de Dio sunda de brica de Dio sada la via sotto lo bre, risa la radio sundere brisha de la brica de Dio sunda la bara, risa la radio sundere brica sinna ra ga go go shanda la bara. Rike ne 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 se ne 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 o shata ra bare se te ra bare rise ta rike si de dio su to ro bare ke le dio su ndera bare kia shi rize le le on do ro bruso le dio su to ro bare le andra bare rege si te ra maro shete hallelujah, thank you Lord. Esha mama 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 kuto ro bare se te ra bruko te rise te ra bruko de dio su ndera bare se te ra bruko te dio su te ra bare raka te ra bare se te ra bare. Ill care and negligence is not the hand of God. Sala de Dios sundera brisa ta. Irrisidera bruca de brisha de Dios sundera brisha de Dios ta. Yerrigele de la fresh blood, fresh blood, fresh blood from the throne of God. Risa de Dios sundera bruca bababasha de brisa de Dios. Risa de la bruca de Dios sundera brisa. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Sala la leo sunda rigibe bebebeshen de la brusa. Rise de la bruca de Dios sundera bruca le de Dios sundera brisa de Dios suta. Irri le de Dios sundera brisa le de Dios sundera brisa sale de Dios suta. Woo, hallelujah. Every infection, every disorder in our body due to the lack of knowledge, lack of care, lack of understanding, lack of proper practice. We place it in your capable hands, Lord Jesus, and we wrap the blood stripes of Jesus Christ around every cell in our bodies in Jesus' name. For by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we have been healed. Hey, ooh, adadadiasa. Riladadio sundedebre. Help, adadadio sundedebre. Divine health, risata. You are the Lord our God who healeth us. Uregedere, and you are faithful. Rike si bobobo shonda. Risata da bruco de abrisha da bruca di dio sundedebre.
You purchased this for us on the cross, Lord Jesus. You said it is finished. So we receive divine health. We receive healing from all of our diseases and ailments and infirmities. And we thank you for clearing us, clearing out what the enemy did. Hey, Usha, Satan, we arrest you in Jesus' name. Ruka de Brisha, the Broca de Diosun de Brisha, Rinda Broca de Diosun de Brica, Lady Diosun, that Regisa, Meme. We bind the thief in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. We appeal to the righteous judge, and we call for your righteous judgment in that case. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and we give you praise in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, she's been faithful to you all these years as an intercessor in the army of the Lord. Be thou her strength. Be thou her health. Be thou her recovery in her time of need, Lord. We thank you. We bless the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You don't forget us, Lord. You remember each one of your sheep. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, praise your name. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils in their attack, all mystic rituals in their intent. We bind all 5G and components, and we overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic art. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind Rokohresite, Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Caribbean, Latin American, Indian, African, Australian, American, Native American, Roko Sotorobrike, Rosa de Dio Sundorobrike, Resetarabrike de Dio Sundorobrike, the superstitions of the native people. Ay! Woo! La 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 la, said the Brisha. Rusa de la Bruca de Dian de Brusha de la Braca de Dio Sota, Rela de Dio Sundorobrike, Sandra Maroca de Regisa de la Brisa. Pain alleviated in Jesus' name. Rula la dio sundere brisha da bruca de dio sundere brica de dio sota. Rele le dio sundere brica si de dio sure le leon da brosa le di ai. Rele le dio sundere brisha da bruca de dio sundere brisa la di sata. Re che si te da brosa la de andere brica de dio sundere brisha de dio. Rusa de dio sundere brisha de dio sundere brica de dio sota. Ruco ta da brisha. Amen. E shada ra di asa. Ki ba 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 shul na rabaro salere di andara bre. Ki re shulere di asalere di osoto robre sadare di osoto robre kiasi. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. We bind all Morgellons attacks and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms. all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse devils and satanic worship and all witchcraft dedications in Jesus' name. We bind the formation of bullflies, demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity and supplanting, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the grove, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes, we bind you in Jesus' name. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind all defilement, corruption, undermining, and despising in Jesus' name. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generation of fools and the spirit of the fool and the anger of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We return to sender according to the covenant all and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifices, proclamations, pronouncements, vows, root work, or sin against us, astral projections, sending demons to us to work against us, and all that pertains to us. No demons, no wicked person, no unrighteous event left behind in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and New Age movement, false religions, numerologies, horoscopes, the spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, when we are weak and in the process of recovery, we ask you to release your warring angels over us continually to protect us from the evil one and his agents in Jesus' name. We thank you for your protections, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, stand up for us, Lord. Stand up for us when we are weak and unable to speak for ourselves. Rula la dea sandria brisha da bruca de, sala la dea sundria brisha da bruca de idio sutoro bre, risa la dea sundria brisha de idio sunda, regebe bebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebeb
Break it in the name of Jesus. Break it in the name of Jesus. Break it in the name of Jesus. We place every work of the devil under the feet of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Father, stand up for our righteous cause in Jesus' name. Rigue de la Strengthen us with your power from on high.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we forgive all such as should be forgiven in Jesus' name. And we ask for your intervention. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we bind the king of pride and his entire kingdom in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and the temptation to sin. We thank you, Father. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilek, Molech, Son, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, and Zeus in Jesus' name. We undo the works of every demonic weapon, fireball, poison, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes and triggers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual, its intent, all its artifacts, and the work of the demole in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. And we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all. We loose ourselves from them and we bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. And nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accord with Calvary. We ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. We have come, Lord, to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere, especially Christians that are being persecuted and mistreated in Jesus' name. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Thank you for your right hand saving us, Father. Amen. We pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, witchcraft, and we return it to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, and we give you praise. We cut ourselves free from every ungodly attachment, all ungodly silver cords, ley lines, soul ties, covenants, agreements, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, and pacts, and every agreement or connection with the demonic realm. We pull down and destroy walls of protection around shamans, nanobots, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, divinators, and such. And we break the power of every curse, every spell, every hex, every vex, all witchcraft, psychic thoughts and prayers, spells, charms, fetishes, sorcery, mind control, jinxes, potions, bewitchment, death and destruction, sickness, pain, and torment, all psychic warfare, incantations, crystals, root works, tribal rituals, and sin, psychic warfare, and anything that is not of God, we bind you and burn you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, saints, we have a saint that is in the hospital. And I would like for you, as the day continues, to continue to lift that saint to the Lord. We're believing the Lord to intervene, to heal that saint, and to restore them, and to give them the recovery that Jesus Christ purchased for them on the cross of Calvary. Amen? So you need to make a notation of this so that you don't forget. It's easy to forget things. But we have a saint that is in need of prayer. You heard me break in with intercession several times during our usual opening prayer. And we're believing the Lord to bring her into victory today in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord. So, saints, today the Lord wants to talk to us about love in action. Love in action. Yes, love in action. How appropriate. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God so loved the world that he did something. That's right. He didn't just sit there wallowing in a passing emotion the way humans do. God so loved that God did something. Oh, that more saints were more like God. God loved to the degree that his love propelled him into action. That's what God expects. The manifestation of his love through us such that we are propelled into action. We are called as believers to be followers of God as dear children and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. This scripture from Ephesians 5 tells us that Jesus Christ himself loved us and gave himself for us. Jesus loved us to the place that he did something. He didn't act like humans do and sit there and go, oh, I just love so-and-so so. Well, that's nice, but that's not enough. That's nice. It's a good beginning, but that's not enough. You see, God so loved that he gave. He gave up something that was precious to him, and he gave him to us. Jesus Christ loved us so that he gave as well. He gave himself. So all of this love, without any corresponding action, isn't so much love after all, now is it? Because the example that the Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ display to us is that love gives. Love does something. Love has action. Amen. The songwriter wrote these words, "Alas and did my Savior bleed? And did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. You see, the songwriter finally came to the point that he asked himself, well, why is my Savior bleeding on a cross? What's going on here? It's starting to dawn on him. And why is it that my Sovereign had to die? Is he actually going to devote that sacred head of his for a worm like me? Was it for crimes that I have done that he groaned upon the tree? Did he actually lay down his life for me and what I really am? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. Saints, we are to love all persons. All persons. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, beginning with verse 12. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, beginning with verse 12. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another. You see, I just requested your intercessory prayers in love toward a saint that's in the hospital. This is where the Lord wants us. The Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. You know, our society has become so technologically advanced, so demonic, and so impersonal and uncaring that it is an offense to many people to even go out of their homes anymore. There was a time you would call a business, you would speak with a human being. Then it went from that to somebody from some foreign country somewhere who doesn't understand what you're saying, and you surely can't understand them. Then it went to some machine with a voice they put in it, and it's supposed to tell you something. It can't respond to you nor really hear you accurately. Well, you see, Jesus didn't call for this level of impersonalization. That's not what he called for. He came personally. He died for you personally. He didn't just set up a cross arbitrarily somewhere and put some blood on it and say, okay, that'll do. No, Jesus Christ came from his throne, setting aside all his divine attributes and power. After all, he's God. And he died on an old wooden cross in shame for the shame we should bear for our own sin. He became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He paid the price. Seeing as this depth of love has been demonstrated to us and extended to us in God's mercy, and he pours his love in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, surely we can release this love from our hearts to others, and especially to those that are members of the body of Christ. We cannot allow ourselves to become cold and indifferent to people. You see, demonic persons are cold and indifferent. We can't be. Can't be more concerned about ourselves than we are about those that God has laid upon our hearts. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning with verse 13. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning with verse 13. You know, I was remarking to the Lord not too long ago how these companies come to your property and that you've contracted them to do a certain work, but they don't care how they do it. They don't care if they do it right. They just want the money. It's not love. That's hatred now, isn't it? The same is the truth when your mother tells you to go in the kitchen and clean up the kitchen, and you just half do it. That's not honor. That's not respect. And that's not love. When you're asked to go and wash your dad's car or your mom's car, the same one, by the way, that takes you wherever you want to go, and you just slosh the water around any old way you feel like it and half do the job, that's not love. That's not honor, and that's not God. That's sin, and you ought to know it. The Bible says, whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. Some of us have allowed the sin that is in the world to creep in our heart and to cause us to become indifferent to the cares, desires, interests, and needs of others. And we are wrong for that. We are very wrong. And we ought to repent. Amen?
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 12, beginning with verse 13, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, remember we talked about that word diligent, lest any man fail the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. God is looking for people that will do it right the first time. He's looking for people that will do their very best the first time. He's looking for people that are not slackers, that are not lazy, that are not foolish, people that will work in his kingdom to help others with integrity, with skill and expertise, and in honesty. Amen?
That's important
to God. It should be important to us. Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 43. Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 43. Ye have heard that it hath been said, love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemy. Bless them that curse you.
Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Well, that's an awful lot of people. That ye may be children of your Father which is in heaven. Listen now, saints, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Amen. God is good all the time. Even to wicked people, God is good. For if you love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what more do you than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, mature, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Your Father, not like the world. Yes, they're nasty. Yes, they're thoughtless. Yes, they're foolish. No, they don't listen when you talk to them and you call to talk about something the company needs to do. No, they've got this script that they're going to use, and they really are not listening to you. But forgive them and press forward in grace. Amen? Praise the Lord. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. The fruit of the Spirit of God being in you is love. Don't expect to receive it when you walk out the front door. Expect to give it. Saints, true love is rooted in the personhood of our God. No thought about God can be adequate which does not take into account his boundless love. Man's love for God springs forth in response to and out of gratitude for God's love towards man. Our love for God is a direct response to God's love for us. The unconditional love of God is given to man even though man has no merit of his own. What does that mean? That means basically we're still just dust with the force of life blown into us. We don't bring any merit or quality or value of our own to God. All of our value comes from him. We don't have any on our own. Mankind has nothing whatsoever that he can present to God as qualities which would make him deserving of God's love. It is this very same gratitude and sense of your own unworthiness of God's grace that should compel Christians to love others. First of all, you should be grateful to God. See, that's just it. Some of us are so caught up in sense of self that we've lost footing to being appreciative, thankful, and grateful to God. We can find 10 things to murmur and complain about, but we can't think of but one thing to thank God for. Something's wrong with that, saints. It's time for change. It's this same gratitude to the Lord and our own sense of not being worthy of God's love anyway. These things ought to compel us to love others, and not in word only, but in action. God requires
that we love not just our friend, but also those who exhibit no merit whatsoever. By all appearances to us, they're actually worthless. You know, if you've lived long enough, you've met at least one of those persons. You can hardly find a good thing to say about them. But even those persons, we are called to love. Yes, even to love our enemies. Yes, even. Remember when they were having the Last Supper, as we call it? Jesus even fed the one that he knew was about to betray him. He fed him just as he fed the others. Think about that. It may take more prayer than you had planned, but yes, we are to love our enemies, and particularly if our enemies come from within our own family group. Well, who else is going to pray for their salvation? Who else? You've come to Miracle. You're learning how to have faith, how to believe God, how to pray. Well, who else is the enemy going to target? Because you're the one who actually knows how to move in the power of God and stand and pray and believe for that person to be saved. You're the one. So you're the one that's going to be targeted. It's the way it works. And the stronger you become, the more attacks you will receive. So count it all joy. Believe for the soul. And show the devil that Jesus Christ is still Lord. God expects his children to love other Christian believers, because it is his love which designates them as children of God. Without such a love for other believers, we cannot truly claim to be in Jesus Christ. So let's meet at 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. All the way to the back, a few pages, and you'll be there. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. Now, you know full well that all of us should already be in hell, without exception. But Jesus laid down his life for us, and that's why we're not already in hell. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren, for those that are members of the household of faith, for those that are in the body of Christ, for the true believers in Jesus Christ. This is the example that we were left from Jesus Christ. This is the example that we ought to follow. The Gospel of John, chapter 13, beginning with verse 34. The Gospel of John, chapter 13, beginning with verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. So love one another. Now, you know there are those
who come up when we are on the air live. You don't sign in. You don't say hi to the brethren. You don't post one scripture while we're doing the opening prayers we ask. Well, you see, when you don't participate with the body of Christ, you're not so much loving the body of Christ, because what we do together in love. If you walked into a church building, I would hope that you would at least speak to the people in the building. Verse 35, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Is it too much when you're already on the computer to greet your sisters and brothers in Christ? First John chapter 3, verse 10. First John chapter 3, beginning with verse, in this the children of God are manifest. This is how you know you're running into the children of God. And the children of the devil. Whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that you should love one another. Amen? Amen. So, oh, I love all the people in America. Well, do you ever speak to them? Do you ever just, it's simple, we made it so simple to sign in when we're on the air. Do you ever just sign in and say, greetings, saints, in the name of the Lord? How simple can it be? Let's go down to verse 14, 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. We know that we have passed from death unto life. Well, how do we know this? Because we love the brethren. See, when you meet somebody that can't stand Christians, you ought to have this flag go up that says, see, they're in violation of this scripture. You ought to wonder if they really are Christian. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Comes again. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. We know that we pass from death to the love of God when we love the brethren. And you can't love the brethren and not display the love of God to the brethren. God says love in action. 1 John chapter 4, beginning with verse 7. 1 John chapter 4, beginning with verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Amen? God is love. Verse 20, 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Now, someone once said to me, you know, I have a hard time connecting with people over technology. I just can't seem to quite connect. Well, you see, first of all, when you're in the body of Christ, you're talking to other members of the body of Christ. You are connected by the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. You're connected through God, the Holy Spirit. If you love God, you, as the scriptures say, you must needs be love the brethren as well. So all you have to do is open your heart, and the love of God will pour in for those whom you may not have seen in the natural, but you know from the chat room and from the prayer room that they exist. Amen? So those of you who are using technology as your barrier to showing love, you no longer have that barrier.
Amen.
Technology is not here for the purpose of separating us one from another. So we have the Global Prayer Warriors Prayer Room, where we all come into agreement with our Heavenly Father and the Godhead concerning the needs and concerns of the brethren. And we come into agreement with their scriptures that they're believing God for. We show the love of God when we do that. We come into the chat room, and actually we chat one with another and encourage one another in the things of the Lord. We love in action on our website. So technology does not separate us. It brings us together. Saints, we are to especially show love to our brothers and sisters in the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. We're supposed to have holy love for those who are in the body of Christ and those with whom we fellowship in the Lord. But the Lord is saying that we're slacking on that. And we need to come to par. We need to grow and increase in this love, God is saying to us. So the question now remains, are you willing to do so? Peter chapter 4, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. And above all things, have fervent charity. Fervent? Yeah. Fervent charity. What is fervent charity? I never heard of fervent charity, Pastor. I never heard that before. Well, I'm going to help you out a little bit, you see. From time to time, we all need some help. Amen? And Pastor is here to help you when you can't quite get it. Amen? To help when you have a need. Amen? Amen. Fervent. It means to be hot, burning, and glowing, showing great warmth of feeling, intensely devoted, passionately caring, and loving among ourselves. That's right. We're supposed to be on fire with the love of God for other Christians. Not that lukewarm, insipid stuff. the real deal. They're supposed to be glowing, passionate, fiery love, one Christian to another. That's what God is saying. Because this kind of love covers the multitude of sins. You know, it's one thing to say you love people. It's another thing to demonstrate it.
Amen.
That's what God is saying. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1. Let brotherly love continue. Let it continue. Don't do the things that you know short-circuit it. Don't do those things that you know will short-circuit it. Allow brotherly love to continue. Let it flow through you. You know, there was a time, I'm going to give this example because it popped up in my head. There were two members of our local church assembly, and I told them both, I said, you all have a little something there that's not quite right. You all need to talk on the phone and straighten it out. And I had no intentions of sitting there watching over the proceedings. These are adults. They can handle that. And so they did just that. They chatted on the phone, and they both reported to me that all was well. I said, very good. Let's go on. It ought to be that way, saints. It ought to be that way. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. This is one of those scriptures that I learned as a little girl in church. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. As we have, therefore, opportunity. As we have, therefore, opportunity. Yes, when the opportunity arises, this is what we should do. Let us do good unto all men. When the opportunity arises for us to do good to people, we ought to do it. But especially unto them who are of the household of faith, especially to them that belong to Jesus Christ. As the opportunity presents itself, let's do good to everybody, but in particular, those that belong to Jesus Christ. Titus chapter 3, verse 15. Titus chapter 3, verse 15. Greet them that love us in the faith. Greet them that love us in the faith. That's precious to the Lord. Everybody doesn't necessarily pay attention to this scripture, but this part you really should. Greet them that love us in the faith. Not that stuff that the world offers. No. Not just casual friendship. No. Not just acquaintance. No. Love us in the faith. That's a different level of love. That's a self-sacrificing love. It's a love that's found in Jesus Christ our Lord. Selfishness is a demonstration of a lack of love. And equally so is being concerned primarily with your own self without thinking of others. Let me say that again. Selfishness is a demonstration of a lack of love. Equally so is being concerned primarily with your own self without thinking of others. Selfishness and self-centeredness says that we do not have
proper consideration for the needs and desires of others. This is part of the spirit of the age. Remember a long time ago, they had what they called the me generation. Well, that's the sin generation. Because the world does not pivot around any single one of us. The exclusive regard for one's own interests and happiness leads a person to purposely ignore the interests, happiness, rights, liberties, and privileges of others. The exclusive regard for one's own interests and happiness leads a person to purposely ignore the interests, happiness, rights, liberties, and privileges of others. Many Christians are just this way. They are totally consumed with their own little world. It's all about them and the issues of their lives. Even if they have a thought about others, it is soon dismissed. And they return to self-absorption because their world really is all about them. The most important thing they'll tell you, and then they'll tell you what's important to them. Many Christians are in church, are in the church, to get what they can get from God and from others. Many Christians are in the church to get what they can get from God and from others. They are not in the church to love and serve other believers. Instead, they are primarily interested in what's in it for them. They initially appear to be loving, but the Holy Spirit soon uncovers the truth concerning them. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. They have a dilemma, and they desperately need help. Well, that's as far as it goes. If the matter is not related to solving their dilemma, they do not care, and it is plain to be seen. Jesus told us that we would know them by their fruit. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 20, Matthew chapter 7, verse 20, it is written, "Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them." You'll know them. They'll stick out. Luke chapter 6, verse 44. Luke chapter 6, verse 44. "For every tree is known by its own fruit." Every tree is known by its own fruit. Some of these saints are listening to this sermon now. It does not matter how much is done for them, tells them to consider their way. The scriptures give serious warnings against the sin of selfishness. Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. "Look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others." In other words, it's a sin not to be thoughtful. It's a sin not
to be considerate. Isaiah chapter 56. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 11. Yes, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his gain from his quarter. It's about me. Oh, it's about me. It's always about me. Whenever my mouth opens, all you hear about is what's going on with me. It's my suffering. It's my pain. It's my this. It's my that. It's about me. It's not about how great God is. It's not about how powerful and mighty he is. It's not about how much he loves us all. Nope, it's about me. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. And he that died for all, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Are you serious, Pastor? Is that what this says, that I'm not supposed to live my life just for me? I thought that's what I was supposed to do, live for me. We're certain of that because we've been watching, and that's what you've been doing. Amen? That's what it said. He died for all so that all who live, having received eternal life from him, might live no longer for themselves, to please themselves, but to spend their lives pleasing Christ, who died and rose again for them. How about that? It can't be all about you. Shocked, aren't you? I know. You'll be fine. Selfishness many times causes the work of God to suffer. Yes. Philippians chapter 2, 21. Philippians chapter 2, verse 21. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. God says everybody does this. It's about them, not about the things that Jesus is concerned with. It's time for a change, saints. It indeed is. Are related to a minister of the gospel. You have been given a special charge from the Lord. You are expected by the Lord to give sacrificial support to that person. Ministers are called by God himself. And those who submit and yield to this calling have made vows of obedience to the Lord that they will not break. You are expected to honor their faithfulness to God. You are expected to honor their faithfulness to God. This is your reasonable service. Fleshly behaviors of spitefulness, resentments, jealousies, bitternesses, murmuring, complaining, and such are sin. As the Lord spoke to Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 7, as the Lord spoke to Samuel the prophet in 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 7, The Lord said unto Samuel, that is, listen attentively unto the voice of the people and all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. You see, you are not simply rejecting your relative. You are rejecting Jesus Christ, that he should not reign over you. Yet, you claim him as your Savior and Lord. My. Luke chapter 6, verse 46. Luke chapter 6, verse 46. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? You see, Lord means he's your sovereign master. And what he says is what you do. That's what you're saying when you call him Lord. So he says to you, why do you call me Lord if you're not going to do what I say to do? James chapter 4, verse 17. James chapter 4, verse 17. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. In other words, when you know to do the right thing and you decide that you aren't going to do that, you're going to act out in your flesh and not do the right thing, it's a sin to you. Matthew chapter 25, beginning with verse 42. Matthew chapter 25, beginning with verse 42. Jesus speaking, for I was an hungered, I was hungry, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. I hope you get the picture.
I really do.
Saints, the Bible teaches us, and that as the time grows closer to the time of the end, selfishness and self-centeredness will become more flagrant and pronounced. More flagrant and pronounced. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12 says, Matthew chapter 24, verse 12, because iniquity shall abound, and it's doing that, the love of many shall wax cold. Wax cold. Well, think of a hot candle that's burning. The wax is dripping away. But if it grows cold, it just stops right there. In other words, because people's sin lives are just so prolific everywhere, it's just like they're flinging it at you, dumping it on you, pouring it on you, then what was once
hot love in our hearts for mankind, it becomes cold. It's the offense that we have because of the iniquity that abounds. 3, beginning with verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, and not in a godly way either. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. So, the Lord says to his church, let's go to Haggai chapter 1. Yes, go to the end of the Old Testament, Malachi, Zechariah, Haggai. Haggai chapter 1. And I'm beginning with verse 5. Now thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Consider your way. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe ye, but there is none warm. He that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your way. Says you go through all this effort and work, but you're not satisfied. And to top it all, you go to work and earn money, and you put it in a bag that's got holes in it. So when you look again, there's nothing there. Consider your way. Consider your ways. Some of you have problems in your finances. God is saying, consider your ways. Luke chapter 21, beginning with verse 1. Luke chapter 21, beginning with verse 1. Jesus speaking. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. They were taking up an offering. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in 2 mites. And he said, of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God, but she of her penury, out of her poverty, hath cast in all the living that she had. She gave it all. She who had the least gave it all. The rest gave what they wanted out of their abundance. Jesus took note. He says to the church, consider your way. Chapter 5, verse 17. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Well, saints,
You know, it is important to honor those who come before you three times a week with the Word of God. God says it's important. It's important to Him, and it should be important to you. As I recall, it is important to show love and care and appreciation for these persons, their gifts, and their labor of love in the Lord that they offer on your behalf. It's important. Well, I am pleased to report to you that there are some of you who do this. We are so blessed, so happy, and so encouraged because of your care for us. We want you to know, the three of us, myself and Pastor Bill and Brother Marshall, we want you to know that we love you and we appreciate your care for us. Now, as I recall, a greeting card, a Christmas card even, can be purchased at the dollar store for less than $1. There are three of us, myself, Brother Bill, and Brother Marshall. So that would mean $3. A stamp in the U.S. costs about 50 cents. So that would be $4.50. You haven't even broken a $5 bill yet. Now, there were some of you, I was so proud of you. You did exactly what the Lord would have you to do. But there were others of you who didn't lift a finger. The very least is go down to the dollar store and buy a Christmas card for each of us. Send it to us at the ministry address that's on the website. Under giving, it's listed. In fact, it's listed today in the MIC chat room. Put the stamp on it. Sign your name. Drop it in the mail. I'm here to tell you, we received a handful. When I say handful, I mean one hand. How many people do we minister to? How many people come up on the website every week? But yet there are a handful of greetings that we received over the Christmas holiday. All it required was a card, a stamp, a signature, and placing it in the mail. The Lord says we are to love in action, not in words only, saints. God expects us to honor the leadership out of our devotion to Him and true appreciation for the grace of God in your pastor and ministers. It's a part of the Word of God. It's love in action. Sacrificial love gives into the lives of others. John chapter 15, verse 13. John chapter 15, verse 13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Well, have you done this? That's between you and the Lord. Let Him evaluate your love life. 1 John
chapter 3, verse 16 again. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. 13, verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Love doth not behave itself unseemly. Love seeketh not her own. Love is not focused on self. Love is focused on God and others. Luke chapter 6, verse 31. Luke chapter 6, verse 31. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Remember they taught you the golden rule when you were little? Well, it was so that you would remember it all the days of your life. It was not to be cast aside. Amen? 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. That means God expects our love to be in action, and he expects it to be sincere, not a show, not a put-on, Chrissy, but indeed in actions and in truth. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. I want to thank Brother Bill and Brother Marshall standing with the ministry in patience, in love, in sacrifice, as unto the Lord, not pleasing men, but seeking to please the Lord. I want to thank them for the many times they have spent in prayer on behalf of the saints and the ministry. I want to thank them for every sacrifice that they have given as unto the Lord. I particularly want to thank Brother Bill for going with me and placing his life literally on the line to be a blessing to the kingdom of the Lord. You see, saints, there are a lot of things that go on in the background, so to speak, that you are not privy to, private things. They're private sacrifices. I want to thank Brother Marshall and his beautiful wife for their giving heart and their loving attitude and their standing with us in crisis. I want you to know that they put their lives on the line to do this. A lot of the warfare that you don't experience, we do. So I think it's fitting that you should be able to find, I think they're on clearance now, a greeting card with a stamp expressing your true gratitude for the gift of God in each of us. I think that's called love in action. It's the very least that a person can do. Matthew chapter 25, beginning with verse 31. Matthew chapter 25, beginning with verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goat. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Verse 41. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting life, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Stand for the benediction. Praise the Lord. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. To him be glory forever and ever, and let the church say amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We love you, and we'll see you on Wednesday. Happy New Year.
Somehow.